Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul only had 30 seconds. So, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. Give us your comments.
Okay, thanks for letting me hang on here. But first of all, that was a nice call by Jeannie. So I'll try to make a quick few points here. People have to remember Joe Manchin. He gives the Democrats a majority. And that's big because he does vote for Biden's judges. The other take on I have is Garland is weak, I think, and the clock is ticking, and you can't let Trump walk. I don't know if there's corporations involved or what the deal is, but he's got to do something pretty soon. And in response to your one caller, what are the solutions in the GOP? And like it or not, Matt, we are in a war with Russia. Actually, we've been in a war with them for quite some time. Through the internet and trying to overthrow our election and stuff. But Finland wants to join NATO today. That ought to tell people something. That means they're a little scared. And now that's a big deal. The only thing I worry about is people can't handle inflation, and the Russians are the cause, or this war is a lot of the cause with gas prices and inflation. So I hope the American people can handle it, because we need to stand up against Russia here for the sake of the whole world. So, you know, and if you're going to come and brag about the Democrats and stuff, have some solutions for things, please. You know, I mean, that's about all I can say. And again, nice call, Jeannie. You're always to the point. And keep calling in. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and just to emphasize to everybody, this is one of the rare, I think, call-in shows where all points of view are welcome. And so people are going to get their airtime to say what they have to say. And then, of course, in some cases, I'm going to disagree with it strongly, and I'm going to give an historical context about why I think it's wrong. But let the people decide. Let the people decide. And the other thing that you said, I think, is very true, is we're in a war. And Biden is a wartime president. And so you may have a president when you're in a war. It's an undeclared war in the sense that in the old days, you'd say, sir, I declare war on you. And 500 years ago, you'd walk up and take a white glove and slap him in the face with it. I mean, you know, Biden's not going to be walking up to, you know, you have nuclear weapons. So, but anybody who thinks we're not in a war is wrong. We are in a war, and we don't want it to go nuclear. And so let's not attack our president. Now, you can attack his policies and so forth, and that's fine. But I think the vitriol coming from, you know, people like Trump and people like Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, and these kind of characters, is it really betrays the country. And by the way, I want to get back to another issue. We were talking about the Roe v. Wade vote yesterday, and Jeannie very eloquently set out, I think, a very correct position. There is discussion now, and don't discount this, I'm not saying it will happen, that John Roberts, behind the scenes, is trying to persuade one other conservative justice not to completely reverse Roe v. Wade, but to uphold the Mississippi statute, but leave Roe v. Wade overall intact. And here's what I mean by that. The Mississippi statute says that viability at 15, you can have an abortion for any reason up to 15 weeks. Afterwards, you can't. Now, Roe v. Wade says in the first trimester, you can have an abortion whenever you want. Well, the first trimester is what, 12 weeks, 13 weeks? So the Mississippi statute is fully compliant with Roe v. Wade on that. In the second trimester, there are restrictions you can put on. In the third trimester, you can outlaw it. In my view, you can't do it unless if it's going to impinge on the life or health of the mother at the discretion of a doctor. So effectively, you don't put doctors in jail. What Roberts is trying to do is peel off one justice. Now, there are five of them. Roberts was allied himself with the three liberals, so it was 5-4. He's never going to get Alito. Alito is the guy that wrote it. He's bad news. He's never getting Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was the senior judge in the majority. The chief judge assigns who writes it if he's in the majority. If he's in the minority, the most senior judge assigns it. And what happened was Thomas assigned it to Alito. You're not going to get either of them, and you're not going to get Amy Comey Barrett. Amy Comey Barrett, this is a signature issue with her. So who are the other two? Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. And believe it or not, you know, both are maligned, and rightly so in a lot of cases, but there are whispers in some of their decisions that show that they're not as doctrinaire as Alito, Comey Barrett, and Thomas. One thing about Kavanaugh I don't like is that he's also alluded to the fact to a footnote in a Rehnquist decision that the legislatures can pick the electors, not the states through, not the people through an election. I hate that. And so I'm not all that, but I don't know about Gorsuch and possibly Kavanaugh. That is who Roberts is working on now. So is it possible that it'll be a 5-4 decision in July written by Roberts, not by Alito, that says they uphold Mississippi simply because Mississippi enshrines Roe on viability? They say 15 weeks. Roe said, you know, the first trimester is roughly 15 weeks. And so what's the big deal? Well, the devil's in the details. Then they better put in something about the life and the health of the mother for the third trimester, second, third trimester. But that wouldn't overturn Roe. That fight is going on right now. How do I handicap that? I was a law clerk to Judge Thomas Fairchild, the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago back in the 70s. He's a magnificent judge, shortlisted for the Supreme Court. If Hubert Humphrey apparently had won in 68 over Nixon, he would have gone to the Supreme Court instead of people like Blackmun and Warren Burger. But in any event, you learn a lot as a law clerk. You draft the judicial opinions for the guy. He tells you how he wants it to come out, and you do the research and draft it. So I enjoyed that quite a bit, learned quite a bit from him. And in any event, there's a lot of horse trading that goes on. However, I would characterize it as not 50-50, as maybe only a 40% chance that Roberts is successful, maybe 35% chance, because now Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have been flushed out of the weeds. And it might look, except that they have lifetime appointments. Even when they retire, they get their pay the rest of their life. And not only that, they can sit as judges in the courts of appeals and the district courts if they want to. Chief Justice Rehnquist at one time went down and became a trial judge in Virginia for a case to see what it was like. They can do that. Did a terrible job. It's very, very hard to be trial judge. So stand by. In other words, there are things going on that you may not be aware of. Do I think it's going to be successful? I hope it's successful. I'm not certain it will be. I handicap it as a little less than 50-50, but there you are. New tapes came out on Lindsey Graham, some things he said after right after January 6th, quote, that it was Trump's fault, the attack was his fault, that Trump created a sense of revenge by going after Liz Cheney. Lindsey Graham praised Joe Biden. He said he's the best person to be president right now. I mean, how can you hate Joe Biden? And then people will say going forward, you don't want to be associated with January 6th. He said all those things, and then he sucked up to Trump 3 weeks later, genuflected in front of him. This guy is a worm, but at least he said that on the record. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins and always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.